Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. All right, in the few minutes of this first hour, Issues Etc. blog of the week. If you want us to read your blog, if you have one, email us after you have put the Issues Etc. widget on your blog. You can find the widget at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support, scroll down. You'll find two versions of the widget you can put on your blog or your website, and then email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Let us know it's there. We'll start reading your blog, and we'll consider it every week for Issues Etc. blog of the week. Jeff's pick is always first.
Turn on the pot there, Jeffrey. Mine is a blog called Reformshire. It's a quote from J. Gretchen Machen confronting Protestant liberalism. Here's Machen. Evangelism does not consist in the rehearsal of what has happened in the evangelist's own soul. Christian evangelism does not consist in a man's going about the world and saying, "Look at me, what a wonderful experience I have, how happy I am, what wonderful Christian virtues I exhibit. You can all be as good and as happy as I am if you just make a complete surrender of your wills and obedience to what I say." This is what many religious workers seem to think that evangelism is, but they're wrong, Machen writes. Men are not saved by the exhibition of your glorious Christian virtues. They're not saved by the contagion of your experiences. We cannot be the instruments of God in saving them if we preach only ourselves. Nay, we must preach to them the Lord Jesus Christ, for it is only through the gospel that sets him forth that men can be saved. It's a quote from J. Gretchen Machen, and the blog is called Reformshire.
In that vein, before I mention my blog pick of the week, we're going to be reviewing Bill Hybels' book, Just Walk Across the Room. Is it next week on the program, Jeff? And Stephen Parks, if I'm not mistaken.
A week from today.
A week from today, we're going to be reviewing this book. The book's been out for a while, but one of the criticisms of Hybels' new book, Just Walk Across the Room, is that it's exactly that kind of non-evangelism, where he does everything but preach the gospel. He advocates doing just about everything but presenting someone with the objective reality of Christ's life lived for them, laid down for them, and taken up again in the resurrection for them as a sufficient sacrifice for their sins. And he's been criticized within his own circles for leaving this stuff out. It's evangelism without an evangel. And it's simply amazing. Not that Bill Hybels doesn't know or want the gospel preached, but he actually advocates for an evangelism that has very little to do with the evangel. It's just ironic. My blog pick of the week, and that'll be next week, Friday, on the program. We'll review that book with Pastor Stephen Parks. My blog pick is actually a blog pick via a blog pick. Incarnatus Est, where Greg Alms blogs, he has a post called Dude, Where's My Gospel? He links to someplace that doesn't carry our widget, but this is fair game because he does carry our widget. First Things, under Evangel, there's a great article by Jared Wilson there from this week, called Dude, Where's My Gospel? And he enumerates several reasons why evangelicalism needs to reclaim and proclaim the gospel. One, because we're forgetful. Two, because it is the power to save. Three, because it is of first importance. Four, because it glorifies God. I would add, five, because everyone needs it. We need the gospel on a daily basis. It's what makes and keeps us Christians. It is our life. You would no more go without the preaching of the gospel as a Christian than you would go without air or water or food. It's that simple. And that's my blog pick of the week. We'll have a link to both these blog picks at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. Click on demand, issuesetc.org. In the second hour of the program, Gretchen Passantino is going to join us first. We'll be talking to her about the pop spirituality of Oprah Winfrey. Oprah, of course, is leaving daytime television in about a year and going to, her own network, Oprah Winfrey Network. And, of course, she'll still be in front of the camera, but in a different form. She's had so much influence, spiritually on America, on the American people, especially on her audience in the books that she advocates and the things that she herself believes. We'll talk about that spirituality. Then we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week with you in the second hour of the program. That's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week coming up in the second hour of the program. A special thanks before we end this first hour to Pastor Clint Poppy and Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska, for being an Issues Etc. 300 congregation. Find out how your congregation can be part of the Issues Etc. 300. Go to our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. Hour two after this.
To Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.